Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
With just a handful of days until the midterm election, Melissa McKenney has been hustling.
Hi, Carol. My name is Melissa, and I'm a volunteer with the Abigail Spanberger for Congress campaign.
During her lunch break, McKenney makes calls for Abigail Spanberger, the Democrat running against Dave Brat in Virginia's 7th congressional district. McKenney supports Spanberger because she thinks she's smart and caring, but she also likes that she can bring a woman's perspective to Washington.
To really be able to advocate for the people they serve, an elected body really needs to look more like the people.
Fellow volunteer Barbara Astoria agrees. She says the tone of politics is toxic and that women could help change that.
They tend to be more more willing to listen and more willing to compromise.
There are 7 women running for Congress in Virginia this year. In addition to Spanberger, there's Elaine Luria and Vangie Williams. They are both running in Eastern Virginia. Leslie Coburn is on the ballot in Central Virginia, and Jennifer Lewis is running in the western part of the state. Then there's Northern Virginia, where an all-female ticket includes Democrat Jennifer Wexton and Republican Barbara Comstock. In all, a third of Virginia's congressional candidates this year are women. Kelly Dittmar with the Center for American Women in Politics says that's on par with what's happening across the country.
This cycle, there's a perception that women are sort of taking over. And while that number has increased both in Virginia and elsewhere compared to other election cycles, it's still that women remain somewhat underrepresented.
But Dittmar adds, things look a bit different if you break it out by party. While there are 10 Republicans running for Congress, only one is female. More than half of the Democrats are.
When people talk about the quote-unquote pink wave, understand that it's very blue and that there's a real increase among Democratic women running.
That hasn't always been the case in Virginia. Of the 4 women that have represented the state in Congress, most have been members of the GOP. But the first, Leslie Byrne, was a Democrat. She says that during her campaign, no one made a fuss over the fact that she was a woman running for Congress.
It wasn't until maybe a month out before the election that I realized that it was brought to my attention that no woman had served in Congress from Virginia.
The year was 1992, and Byrne was stunned. She didn't believe it until a staffer dug around to make sure it was true. She says the significance of being the first woman in Congress from Virginia hit her once she was serving on Capitol Hill. A group of Girl Scouts came for a visit.
And this little girl raised her hand. She said, "Can boys be in Congress too?" And that's when it really struck me how important it is for young women and young boys too to know that women have a full place in society.
That was 25 years ago. Byrne says maybe today that young Girl Scout is a woman considering her own run for office. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.